this machine belongs to.
October 19th, 2008. Yep, after cooling down for a little bit, Nigel is still here, and I'm just gonna keep him. This has been great, and I have enjoyed having someone near. I still feel bad about the little girl, and I probably shouldn't have taken him, but he's really at home in that box, and what can I say? He's good company, and fuck it. I might be a little crazy, but he's kind of smart. Oh, God. Yeah. Nigel's smart. He figured out something with the machine today. Sounds crazy, I know, but he figured something out. Maybe he's just goddamn lucky, but either way, I'll take it. I had my day off today, and we decided to work on the machine again. And because I can't catch a break, the power went out. It's an older building, there wasn't even a storm. So I think some idiot tripped the breaker. There's a few college kids who live above me who are always blasting music, so maybe it was them. I don't know. We called the landlord, and it's Sunday, so he wasn't in the area, and it took like 2 hours to get the lights to come back on. I grabbed some dinner while all that was happening, but I never really liked blackouts. Well, when the power finally came back on, I saw Nigel was playing with one of the machine's parts. At first, I was worried that he would damage something, and I went to like grab it away from him quickly, but it wasn't that. He solved it. Even more. Those metal prongs we talked about, the ones with the loops or whatever. Turns out, they unfold. I guess that's the only way I can describe it. It's kind of like the accordion parts that stick out of the wooden pieces, but it's a little bit more technically mechanical. The rod Nigel was playing with was split at the top when I found him, but not in like a messy way, not like he had been chewing at the metal. It looked very intentional. Another small prong had unlocked from it. I played with it, and it looks like it can easily be folded back in. It's almost like it's on a swivel. The only way to see that mechanism is by the very fine lines that outline the smaller piece, and even those are hard to pick out unless the light hits it in like a very specific way. All I can think is that Nigel started to chew on it, and his little teeth were thin enough to just pry it loose. It's definitely a pleasant surprise, that's for damn sure. I adopt a rat, and he's either lucky or a fucking genius for his species. Probably just lucky, right? I mean, well, either way, I'm keeping him. Maybe he'll get lucky again. Either way, I'm excited to keep on going. It was starting to, like, slow down my interest. Like, I hadn't discovered anything in a while, and I never really found anything interesting about the metal pieces before this. So if there's one of these unfolding pieces now, there's gotta be others, like the wood. So I'll grab a flashlight tomorrow and see if I can shine my way through a few more.
This Machine Belongs To is a production of Halfwit Podcasts. This episode was written by Matt Spaziani. Vernon Wright is voiced by Jonathan Swenson, based on the journaling game The Machine by Adira and Fenn Slattery. If you'd like to support our endless toil with the machine or listen to our other podcasts, visit halfwitpodcast.com or find specific links in the show notes of each episode. Lastly, the most efficient way to build the machine is by telling friends of its importance in our once meaningless lives. Someday, this machine could belong to you.